We're in session at 7 p.m.
Oh.
Well, that's been a motion. Sign the minutes and orders and the warrants.
Okay.
We've been helping with the minutes, payroll,
accounts payable, warrants.
And the minutes and
And the minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you meant by the warrants?
Yeah.
Okay. I second.
Okay. Yes. It appears to be nobody for open forum unless Nora has something to say to us.
We just take minutes.
Probably has a lot of stuff to say to us, but
Yeah, I'll keep that to myself. Thank you.
And we'll go right into correspondence. Which, oh my God, there's stuff in correspondence.
First signatures, yes.
Okay, fleet permits. We have one, two. Oh, not so bad as I thought. Our delinquent tax report. All righty. I have a overweight permit from McLean Contracting, Harrisburg, Structural Wood Corporation in Waddington, New York. And that appears to be the two of those that I have.
Make a motion to approve and sign the overweight permits for McGowan Contracting LLC and Structural Wood Corporation DBA Roll Lock Trust.
Okay.
And 20th, 18th.
19th today.
Do the same thing every day. I don't pay much attention to the number. Dave may be here. Talked to him earlier and he said he might be here. I'm a month ahead of myself too. All right. We also have a delinquent tax report, which I don't know if I really want to look at. I guess we got to. And a contract from Allegiance. I don't know if you guys have probably seen this, right? In the truck.
Okay, so make a motion to accept the delinquent tax report.
Can you just give me the total amount of that, Don?
Oh,
What's that?
The total amount of
I'm getting to the last page. My fingers are not working particularly well today. $387,408 or $5.86. Quite a number. I hope that changes drastically.
It's down to 325 right now. So a lot of that was the fourth quarter. So I'm down to 89,000 in the fourth quarter. So we sent the notices out. So we're getting a lot of that in.
And where would you like us to sign? Would you like all three of us to sign? Or? Yeah,
I'll maybe put some just anywhere on the bottom.
Maybe that's David.
Does it have to go you, Paul, then me?
No.
Okay.
As long as we're on or
okay.
You know, actually, I'm not. I'm kind of surprised at this truck does.
Doubles is the very first thing with you.
Well, yeah, that was a long time ago, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No.
I mean, you go out and buy a fully loaded half ton, three quarter ton pickup, you're going to drop $100,000.
Yep.
That's quite a lot more truck than a pickup truck.
You got a Class 8 truck with.
Yeah, this guy is, he's second or third generation in the truck business, so he's a little different. He's a little different to talk to than, yeah, I've talked to him. I don't know if he's running that place from up there. The day I followed, he was up there.
Yeah, well, he came down from up there.
But I guess he's down here some of the time and up there. He's in the... I can't think where the hell we are at there in near Burlington somewhere.
No.
Actually, it's where.
I don't think we're in Williston.
No, they're in Novice.
The.
Wherever Harold Bates was born. I don't know. It's probably 25, 30 miles from Burlington, but I can't tell you where. Anyways, it's 166. I don't know why we have to print everything like Jesus Christ. Friggin' things have done nothing but bring all the yeah, it's 166, 860, 49. I guess. Now, have you talked to him at all in regard to the financing of this thing, Nora? No, Blake is long gone. Blake hasn't been with him for almost a year.
Why?
Well, after they walked in and he found 8 truck orders on his desk that nothing had been done with him, they decided he needed to go.
We can finance it, yes.
And then he showed up. Well, we always do, but I didn't know if you'd talk to him with who they're using for a leasing company or if you had somebody in mind.
I just saw that the other day.
Well, no, I just, when you got it, I got it.
Yes, that's all I've seen. No, I have not contacted.
My problem is I don't know when I get this stuff, I don't know if you've seen it or not seen it. You know, sometimes you get it as well as me, and sometimes I get it and you don't. Or...
I just saw it the other day when I came in. But no, they always find us somebody to find it to it.
Okay. The rest of it's all boilerplate about the warranty and all that stuff. So I guess I would entertain a motion to...
make a motion to approve and sign to lease to purchase 2027 International HV515 from Allegiance Trucks Hoosick for $166,860.49.
Any discussion?
No, not at all.
Okay, so did you sign, right? Just you or?
Yeah, only one I get to sign that one. That way it doesn't work out very good. They jumped my shit. Be my fault.
We'll see how the automatic goes.
Well, that's right. This is automatic.
Yeah.
Someday when Nora's out of town, I want bigger.
For a clutch.
Yeah.
Getting bounced on it all the time.
Someday when Nora's out of town, I want bigger variety after you get it. I was pretty impressed with Johnstock, actually. I kind of liked it. I like the fact you could lock it in gear, you know, and just like when you're sanding or something. That was pretty clever. That's on. What is it? Seems you're all right. What is Mr. Fuller's time frame this year?
I don't know.
Is he going to beat the snow or?
Yeah, he probably definitely beat the snow.
No, I was just. So you're talking North Road.
North Street, yeah.
North Street.
Backside of Lake Hill. I think you and Ron Bremer were on the board for the first time after I was employed here for the last time Lake Hill has been done. And Ron served two terms while I've been here. So it's been a good 18 years since the backside of Lake Hill.
He got a little smarter than I was. He served two terms and left. I wasn't smart enough to leave.
That and...
Yeah, it's been a long time since we did Lake Hill. And I have to say, Westlake Road, the first 500, 600 feet, whatever it is,
yeah,
is that 30, that hasn't been right since whenever the hell we paved that, which I think was that around that same time.
Yeah, that same time.
No, Route 30 down the bridge. I got it.
No, better now.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Yeah, they put about 2 ton of blacktop in it today.
Well, I spent about 20 minutes yesterday listening to a lecture from Mr. Bremer asking me if I knew that there was potholes there. Yes, Rob, I know.
Oh, yeah. The break this year, you really challenged me about it.
Well, I made a mistake going to the post office same time people. I couldn't run. There's no back door. I was there.
And then the only other, that's just a general paving out to Route 30 in Lake Hill, out that way, passing the bridge.
Yeah.
The 30. And then.
Now, how is he gonna?
General paving to the corner before General Oak, where it starts to sweep.
Yeah.
And then grind it, just like we did in the village. And reshape that. So that one lane is. There's two cars off the road there this winter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it rocks you right up there pretty good.
Has he got a plan where Westlake intercepts with Route 30? Because he had a plan the last time he did it, but it really wasn't a good plan. I mean, even when they did it, it's a screwed up deal. The only thing that's in our favor is I don't believe they're going to pay. The state's not going to pay nothing out here.
No.
I think they got
Route 30 from Pollock down to Dorset. It's right there.
Well, of course, that hasn't been paved since Perry Wake was in session.
So they're supposed to pay it.
Well, they got less than half of what they normally get for the feds, so. They're not going to pay much.
I was talking to Chris Pritchard yesterday, and he said they're trying to wrangle a way to pull more money away from the towns. And just like that, it's not working very well for them.
So they pulled everything we were supposed to get. We didn't get anything, so
yeah.
Work here.
that definitely needs to be ground out there. You just waste your money and you just pay it for them. Within a year or two, it'll look just the way it is right now.
So he's here, he's just going to shim it and pave it.
Well, this year, he'll
this
not,
is,
not grind it, but plane it.
Yeah.
To take all the high spots and stuff off of it.
Yeah, because this is kind of low spot.
Get rid of that thing at the end of the sidewalk. So this, and you. He'll because if he shims it and paves it, he'll be up on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And
you can only have it a quarter inch or something.
Whatever. Yeah. The asphalt doesn't stick very well to the concrete. It'll be breaking off.
What if we use this to line? If you have somebody that does his lining for him.
No, he's gotta.
I'm thinking he's got to have something. No, I'm getting kind of tired of lining this parking lot every few years.
Well, he parked it out. He come down lining.
That's what I'm thinking. I think you got to throw that in there to boot. I'll tell him we won't sign a contract unless he can be found in the Lions parking lot. All right. So, what is your anybody have any that totals? Right.
I roughly looked at it and it's like 158, 59,000, something like that.
Do you want me to use my calculator?
Yeah. He's in the ballpark. It's 100. I think it's a little less than that, but. You can tell me for sure. My head isn't really kind of cooked today.
And then that price may go up or down depending on what liquid's
Well,
going
I'm in
through.
hopes it's going to go down, but I don't know. I don't see diesel prices or anything else going down.
Not right away.
So if I did it correctly, it's $159,723.50.
Did pretty good, I guess. I thought it was 160.
Think Dave said 159.
Now,
So
what do we have in our paving fund and so forth? Do you have those numbers off the
I don't. I
head?
didn't look in the fund, but I do have.
Could have zero in there.
Yeah, but
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to be after July 3rd.
It'll be after July,
Yeah.
so it'll be 100,000
At
by
the end
then.
of August, usually.
So we'll be fine.
Is that under highway?
It's under, yes, and it's under resurfacing, but right now we have zero in there, but we do have any money, and then we'll have 100,000. It won't be until after July 1st, so.
Any thoughts, discussion, complaints?
Oh, we
Mean,
done.
we're not wasting on.
No.
Like Granville, where they paved the road 2 years ago and then just put another coat on.
Oh, it's good that you got a hold of the mayor. They got hustled right out there to fix that.
I told him. I'll tell you later when I told Amazing.
You got results.
Yeah. Then I guess I would entertain a motion to contract Thomas Fuller to pave the aforementioned areas this summer.
So, make a motion to approve and sign the proposal from Fuller Sand and Gravel to install the concrete on the aforementioned roads.
You're getting right into this.
I know.
Asphalt. Asphalt, not concrete.
Well, that says concrete. It says
Bituminous concrete.
bituminous concrete.
That's the same thing. That's asphalt.
Hey.
Pavement.
That's your powerpoint for that.
And
Yeah,
I didn't know how to say that word, so I got rid of it and I said
it
con asphalt. Okay.
was. Did you tell me 18?
The
Oh, second.
19th.
19.
Thank you.
All right, that takes care of, I think, the signatures. Oh no, wait a minute. Oh no, yeah, that takes care of the signatures we need for thus far.
No, what about the permit for fireworks?
Oh yeah, where's the fireworks permit? Did
What?
you already sign the fireworks permit? Where's that?
I haven't seen that.
There's a thing in there for a firework permit for Kevin,
No,
Matt
I spot.
Mossman.
Mossman,
I
yeah.
haven't seen the permit, but
Corey Allen.
Well, that's what I was in.
I think I know that it was what
There
it's
should be another correspondence left here.
on. And it's a little one.
Or with the Eagles over here dealing with turkeys.
But you know what? That is, I have it on here, but it's, I don't know if we're there on the agenda yet. Because it's on the
Yeah, when I
agenda.
made the agenda, I didn't have it yet. Well, yeah, it's on there. Well,
So
no,
maybe.
yeah, but we don't have it. Period. We're on Pentecost. We've done open forum. We've done correspondence. Do you have anything, seeing as you weren't here in the beginning when I did
I could
open
appreciate
forum? Do you
you.
have anything to bring to us?
The only thing is, we're pretty much cleaned up up there, beaver trap, if he was. And you even
Oh,
went
yeah.
down on your father's property and cleaned some of that mess up down there.
Where do we stand with the other guy that was attempting to put in the culvert? Did he ever straighten his deal
He
out?
there's a new culvert in there, a brand new culvert in there.
Yeah.
So
Is it done
when I load,
properly? Is it done to your
yeah,
satisfaction? I guess is what I'm asking.
yeah. I'm
Yeah.
thinking somebody else probably installed it.
Because I believe the first time it wasn't, or when he was plumped up and around a couple weeks ago.
So back to the beaver dam. Is that going to be eradicated, or we're going to have to stop the dam?
Gary Balcom, right?
Correct.
Great. We'll not let anybody on his property to take care of it.
So should we send him a bill every time our road gets washed out?
Chris Richard kind of said the same thing. He says, "Well, why don't you
I
just
think
back there?"
perhaps what I should do is I should check with VLCT and find out exactly how that should work, and perhaps he should be advised that he may have to write a large check every
He
time that the
made
beaver dam
beaver.
goes out.
It looked like something started pulling me. I walked out in there and something started being there back up there, but I haven't. It's like ceased. So,
I can almost
whether he
guarantee.
got washed out with the water that
There'll
went
be
down
that.
through there.
I can almost guarantee you from my experiences over back here, unless you really get rid of them, they will pack their valises and come back.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah, there's
There's two ways to get rid of
I'm
them.
dealing with
One
some
up
right
on
now, not too
Sawmill
far from you now.
isn't affecting our culvert yet, but I mean, he built his dam in front of him. He's quite the little engineer, but he put sticks
Well, they're not stupid.
into the bank to hold the dam and then crossed them and built with mud
Oh,
and weeds and
I find that
sticks all
fascinating.
there. Yeah,
What is
good.
fascinating?
He's
He's like he's.
but
Dad, I don't have the fireworks permit anywhere. I've not seen it.
stand by.
Okay.
The only thing is the we can reach that one, so we can dismantle that. That's in our right way. So, we can let it out a little at a time, whether he likes it or not. Because that will eventually, I'll soak into the
Terrific.
road. And
I have it.
oh, is it in the
It's on
email?
our website, but I can't print it from here. It doesn't, I can't hit, there's no
What
print.
did Doug do for work out the cemeteries?
Yeah, Henry mowed the grass.
John mowed grass, and I
I
went out there.
know.
Oh no, Doug and I went out and reseeded some of it,
Oh,
some
okay.
of our old seed.
I figured there's probably something out way out back or doing.
No. Probably contact fishing game to see what they say. Nuisance trap them out of there. Of course, the captain does that anyways.
Tom's quite right. First move probably is to get a hold of the LTC, see what they say about it. Because actually, we should be able to do something about
Yeah.
that. This happened
Yeah.
once, it's going to happen again sometime.
One culvert, they got the head of it open and water going through it. So that one would be just ahead of it, the 18 inch. But the 15 inch below it, we're going to have to dig that up and replace it. Should be upside anyways. But
I see Paul, they started going too. They were out today.
Yeah, you usually start around the first of June. Believe it or not, when I was putting the color back down, a single kayaking came down 30 or up 30. It was like at the birth.
The chocolate coming out of that thing is amazing. It really is.
I just finished it up, and the guy came up through the boat.
And the people that cut, even the bigger trucks that come up from there and cut back up from 30, something's going to get taken out. Like, I just can't get over that. Like how they do that all the time. You
You didn't know that direction, you shouldn't come through the window.
absolutely. We never really got such a busy road. You know what I mean? Like,
Well,
and I've asked them to leave. You know how they have the lines, Paul, coming? They're literally coming right through our driveway. And I've asked the state twice to fix those, and they haven't been down to redo them, so maybe if we pay, they'll fix that.
there it is, all 17 pages of it. I printed it off the other day,
No, I
and
haven't seen it.
I don't know where it went. Request for permission to post fireworks display for July 4th, 2026. That goes on. The rain date is supposed to be the evening of Friday, July 4th. If not, it'll be, if it rains, it'll be the 5th at around 9:30. And it'll be launched from the barge, located near the sunken island, which I assume was on the Route 30 side someplace.
No, that's incorrect. It's the sunken island he calls by him. There's
Huh?
another sunken island over by Mossman. That's what they did last year, remember? Is that the same verbiage they used
I
last
wasn't
year?
here, I wasn't there last year.
But on the same permit, he said sunken island and it was let off over by his house.
No.
There's a sunken island over there, just so we know.
Was
So,
that over by Sylvia Roof?
yes.
He's well, you got Kayaza,
I know
and
where.
then you
Right.
got Canders, and then he's one beyond Jack.
So he lets them off at that sunken island.
Okay, I never heard that referred to in this
So,
island, but
yeah,
obviously.
neither have I.
Is that
Me
the
either, but
location?
I asked him last year. I said, this doesn't make
Yeah,
sense with the
he has the
locations.
mapping.
Yeah. I remember asking him last year because it
Yeah,
didn't make
that's
sense.
where he is.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's got all his insurance and his licenses. The same crap he sent last year. Want to show you what we got on. This is a certificate of insurance.
I'm sorry, does Todd have to sign that to the fire department?
And or any law
I
enforcement
don't believe he does, but.
anything. I used to sign him in Paul
in the
when
select board
Buddy.
session.
One of us has always signed them, but
Okay.
I mean,
I
yeah, this is his license.
Did he have a business name besides Kevin Mossman's?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is KM Pyrotechnics.
Okay, thank you.
He's got the shipping license. I mean, he's got all this stuff here. It's not like Jack and Hack and Jack show.
Loaded out there, walking. I
The town clerk from
set the woods on fire.
town clerk from Granville there about blew himself up. Okay. Dear taxpayer, thank you for your support. You inquired out that we can't reproduced the CP, employer identification. Oh, Jesus, it's IRS. Like, we need that. Well, somewhere there's got to be something signed.
Right here.
Oh, shit. No wonder I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I'm on my third trip through. Okay. Kane Empire Technics, Wells, Vermont, Rutland County. Kevin Mossman, date 7475. Display, West Shore. Lake St. Catherine near Horseshoe Bay. I guess that's better than the Sunken Island. No change of Sunken Island that I ever heard, but. Location of storage of fireworks in a municipality, if not at the location of the display, fireworks to be stored in improved explosive magazines at Dumont's Lake. Perfect. That's a ball. Please see attached letter. So it appears that we need three signatures on here, which I assume that would be all of us. No, nothing here says fire chief or fire officer or fire department or whatever. So, I guess I would entertain a motion on
Oh,
that. Go.
make a motion to approve and sign the firework permit for KM Pyrotechnics Kevin Mossman.
I got
Unanimous. Yeah, but you could take this and staple it together and do whatever you do with the license. I guess after the fifth, you know what I mean? You could
What's my title? Just member.
look more number, yeah. Don't tell Sherry I stole one of her children. Time I got shoveling all that dirt out of the middle of the road, I was a little bit parched.
You find that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot you were sitting there. Mr. Quiet.
Yeah, you sit there for quiet while.
I haven't had a good day today, so I'm a little. We had three times more freight than we normally get. I did about three times more miles than I normally do. And then Nora called me, told me about dirt in the road and rocks in the road. And I thought I had the perpetrator right dead to rights.
I called John Happy, maybe you can show up. I don't know.
Where was that?
John was out by the library, sorry, from the store up just a little bit. Taylor hit it with her car and hit one of the big rocks with her car and boomed her rim and blew her tire. Thank God she didn't get
I
hurt.
don't know where the big rocks went. I
She
did.
saw a rock.
I did.
But,
Yeah, I
I
saw
mean,
a
I
big
saw
rock.
baseball sized
Yeah,
rock, a
no.
couple of them,
No,
but
I saw like a dinner plate.
down here blossom. I thought a potato in the road. Exactly what it looked
Yeah.
like. Which probably Taylor.
I yeah, there was one there. I saw that. I didn't stop for that one.
I didn't either.
I wasn't going to be standing right in the
Did
middle of the road, and I said, "Well,
she say where? Because I saw two piles by the library.
She hit it by the
I
water.
cleaned them all
You
up."
don't know.
And John, I called John Henry. I figured he'd be quicker. He went all the way to East Well. I think it was Richie coming with his planter.
I'm
He,
saying
it's
sorry.
not our kind of dirt. It's kind of a different color dirt and stuff. And it's mud with some rocks in. Yeah, there's a couple spots. Once you make the bend and head towards your way,
Yeah. No.
there's a couple spots there. And then they stopped at his place. Is what it is. Take care of. Or call state. Anyways,
They just didn't want a motorcycle to hit
could
the truck.
you some file it at some point in time?
But to send it back to somebody?
All right.
But to send it back to somebody?
Oh, well.
I'll find it out.
I gotta make another copy and get
Yeah.
a copy.
Please not let me know if there are any forms to complete, fees to submit, thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's got his email here. Why don't you send him a copy of a signed copy of it, just so he's got it. And then we'll have it. And where was I? Old business. Channel Drive. They should make a TV show out of that deal. Anyways, apparently the type 3 stone that was requested in the permit is not available anywhere. Type 6, or sand, not stone, excuse me. Type 6 sand is available, so they are altering the permit, which should take a couple of days, according to Chris.
It's all set. Just
And,
David, sorry.
the contractor is still online, but he's getting increasingly fed up with the delay. So that's where that stands. So, and I believe for the minute I talked to 6 or 8 of the people that have been screaming about once a week for the last year and told them everything I knew at that point in time. I sent them copies of Chris's email to me with what was going on at Neil Kamen's end of things. And he's the head honcho for septic systems in the state of Vermont. And I haven't heard anything back. Nobody's been screaming at me. But I would anticipate if it doesn't get done pretty quick, then they'll start again.
That's actually in McCoy's district, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, she's actually the one that got the information. But whether she didn't have my how to get a hold of me or whatever, just call me. So then call more. So that's where that stands. So hopefully that's going to go away. Paving, we kind of jumped out of place. We've already done that. Kevin's permit, we've already done. I have a sticky note here that says
I
Beaver.
already talked to Dave about it.
Oh. Have they, do you know, I attempted to talk to Charlie the other night, the other day. He was in the store. Have they completed the survey? Have you seen him
I
or him or
don't. I have not.
I
The only thing
didn't.
I know is that truck from Rollins was sitting there, and I assumed it was the surveyors.
Okay.
Well, seems like they would have been in here doing this mapping, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody ask about anything.
Well, I don't know.
All right. Because I did mention to Charlie that A, he needed to get the documents of the cemetery to us. This will be the third year we haven't gotten
And they don't get money.
them. And I have seen, I saw that his kid, Eric, gave him the same message. And then I saw Charlie again last Friday or Saturday. And he basically claimed he knew nothing about the survey, what they had done, not done, or anything. I said, well, you need to. Well, when I get a copy of it, I'll put it with the stuff. I said, no, when you get a copy of it, you bring it directly to the town clerk. Can't imagine what happened, but perhaps. So, but I don't quite understand what this guy is surveying. It just seems, I just, it smells. I think he's going to come up with 4 points of what's owned by the town. And then he's going to, let's make a deal with Dave across the road
Yep.
because he's got graves on his land. That's, we know. So.
They're going to have to put a little jog in there for.
Basically, David has said that if and he's on the cemetery committee and he works out with me, so I see him quite often. He said that he would, if they give him a lot, a 2-bed lot or two a 2-bed lot, a 2-grave lot, he'd be fine. And they could leave the people where they are. And he said, "Well, I don't think you want to go through and zoom on them. It's fairly pricey."
I was thinking that the corner stake is off of Dave's property before you go through the hedgerow moved. I thought it was out in the clump of trees a little more than last fall, and then now it seems to be more to the west.
Have you seen stakes over there? No.
There's stakes and ribbons.
Well, there's some stakes and ribbons, which one of the Martells claimed that somebody ran over his mother's or his wife's
Yeah, I see
grave.
that. If he went and those stakes that he
Randy, or
got
not
came
Randy,
off the line.
what's the name?
Ernie.
Ernie.
Yeah. He pulled them out of the line over there. Those are the pogo sticks that were down the line.
But I didn't see any. I didn't really look, but I went to see, John said he was going to mow it. I went to see if it was mowed, and it was mowed, and I didn't see any stakes. But like I say, it was raining, and I didn't
Got
really.
one ribbon by great tool
Okay.
right around him.
So I don't know if this guy is going to lay it out as a cemetery or if he's just surveying it so we know what we own. Seems to me that he's just going to give them a plot plan with four corners on it, or in this case, six corners. Two for Dave and the rest, and the other four for us. No, I don't know. Other than that, I don't think we have anything else. Do you have anything, Nora? Do we have any property going to go up after?
We will have several, but they, as you know, now we have to offer them a payment plan. So that really does, they don't have to pay us anything for 2 years. Then we have to give them a payment plan. So
I thought it was 1 year.
we sell after 2 years
So you can be delinquent for 2 years.
because they just became delinquent this second year. So there's 24, 25. Then this year just became delinquent. So once they become delinquent now we have to offer them a payment plan.
Now, when you say you're offering a payment plan, I'm assuming there's who picks what the amount that they pay.
They discuss it with Kevin O'Toole, our attorney, and they come up with a number that they can afford. We try to give it a number that they can afford, but yet we try to have it done within a year because then they're always going to be behind a year because you've got the current taxes. So we
No,
try
it's
to do
just that it's kind of like a credit card.
it.
And you get it 18%, I believe it is, or 18.5%. If you're charging them $100 a month,
Well, no.
they ain't gonna live long enough to pay it off.
We try to have it done within a year. There's two properties that had accepted payment plans last year that have not kept up with those payment plans. So I've asked Kevin, what do we do with that situation? Because they haven't paid. So I don't know if there is a clause in the state's thing that says, because one of those is back from 21, 22. Granted, it's not a lot of money, but we still need that one off the books.
My personal opinion, it's irrelevant how much money it is. If so you owe somebody money, you owe money, whether it's a
The state.
quarter or
The state of Vermont will
$1 million.
not let you sell anything if it's not $1,500 or more anymore.
What's that? What'd you just
I
say?
didn't stutter. If they do not owe $1,500 or more, we cannot sell them. That's the new law. So there's several that I'm sure know that more than I do, and they're going
I
to.
better mention that to Chris Pritchard the next time. He ought to dive into that one.
That's part of the new plan. But they haven't, so some of these people have not paid a penny for 2 years. Because they know the laws better than us. So now they know they can pay a couple hundred dollars a year or a month or whatever and get away with it.
Okay.
Works fine.
Right, well, I hope it works. I don't have a lot of faith, but I hope it works.
Doing the best I can. We actually, the report doesn't look as bad as it sounds. There's only a few that are really holding up that number from the old stuff.
And they're probably the same ones.
Pretty much.
Righty. Does anybody else have anything to come before us?
Get the motion away here.
Second.
What?